Do you ever look at your favorite podcaster and wonder how they've created and grown such a successful podcast? How do all these podcasters have thousands of downloads and consistent revenue generated from their show? What's their secret? How did they achieve so much success? You're here because you want to learn everything you can to start, grow, and monetize your show as it relates to podcasting. Hi, I'm Simona Costantini, and I'm the owner of Costantini Productions, a podcast launch, growth, and monetization agency for multiple six-figure entrepreneurs. I've asked the industry's best of the best to join me on this podcast to teach you the ins and outs of creating and launching a podcast, resulting in deep impact to your listeners and powerful purpose for you as the host. Get ready as we deep dive into today's topic so that you can learn how to host a successful show that doesn't lead to burnout or pod fade. Ready? Here we go. Well, fancy seeing you around here. Thank you so much for joining me for another episode. I'm so excited that you are back joining Derek and I for this conversation. It is going to be such a game-changing conversation for you, whether you are a seasoned podcaster or you're just starting out on social media. This episode is for you. We are learning how to maximize your reach through social media influencers and guesting with my friend Derek Vidal. We have been doing this co-hosted series together for the last few episodes. This is the third episode of our four-part series. And Derek is the host of the Social Media Entrepreneurs podcast and founder of socialbamboo.com. He's an experienced social media expert who teaches creators and entrepreneurs how to effectively utilize social media. In this episode, we are exploring the benefits and best practices of being a guest on other podcasts and how it can actually help you grow your show and grow your social media following. We're also going to be discussing the importance of guesting for better SEO and increased online footprint. If you've ever wondered why some guests never share their podcast episodes and if it's possible to actually make them share them, this is the episode for you. We are going to dive into these questions and more, and we're also going to share our thoughts on the topic of paying for podcast guests. So we're really going nitty-gritty in this one. Thanks so much for joining us. Let's get into this conversation. Welcome back to the podcast, Derek.
Good to see you, Simona. It's been a long week. Time. I missed you.
It really has. I know, I missed you too. I'm so grateful that you're joining me for this episode. We are talking about maximizing your reach, and what that entails is the role that social media influencers and guesting can play on your podcast. So I'm really excited to hear your take on all of this today.
Yeah, especially because we're doing it right now.
Exactly.
Break down exactly what we're doing.
Exactly. So to start us off, I want to talk quickly about how you can use guests on your show and the importance of, you know, being a guest on another show. So like podcast swaps, if you will. And why that's so important to grow your podcast, but also to grow your social media account and take those, you know, listeners from social media onto your podcast app conversation episode.
Yeah. Yeah. So, for those of you that caught the other episodes, you heard me talk about how there's such a bottleneck when you are trying to get someone from one platform to another platform. No matter how well you do it, if you're ever trying to say like, hey, Instagrammers, go check out this podcast. Mm-hmm. There's just always, it's just so much harder than check out this reel of the clip of my podcast. You get to stay right here. So the reason why going on other shows works so well is that you guys are already on podcasts. So if you hear about me right now, it's a lot better if you're saying, I want to listen to podcasts. I'm going to go check out Social Media Entrepreneurs, Derek's show. Right after I get done with this, I'm already on the same app and everything. And maybe you're on a drive. You're looking for that next episode. It's a lot easier for this to play out to a listener than, you know, you guys remember in a couple of weeks, like what did Derek say his show was or whatever. So that's why going on to other shows is one of the best strategies for actually getting listeners. Mm-hmm. Now the thing with it, like how does this like actually look like in my schedule, or how do I find these other shows? I actually get so many messages of people asking to come on my show. And if you have a podcast, you already know this, I'm sure. Like if you have barely any listeners, you probably still get emails of people asking, hey, can my boss, you know, like the guy I work for, like the, you know, come on your show. It's always their assistant, like asking.
Yeah.
And for a while, I started ignoring those. And I was like, there's some kind of opportunity here that I need to be utilizing. So I would just reply to every single one of them and say, do they have a show of their own they can have me on? And probably like 30% of them do. And then I just started making swaps like that. Now, a lot of podcasts, the problem is like if you go on someone's YouTube, even if they have low subscribers, if you really bring it and it's an awesome piece of content, there is the chance that it could still do well. On a podcast, the podcast does have to be usually established. Like you can't just go over there and just drop a bomb of knowledge and it just like gets picked up by the algorithms. Cause like we talked about before, just not that good of an algorithm at like pushing out like, wow, this episode had really high watch time. Let's recommend it this to people. It doesn't really work like that. So there's not a lot of shows out there that actually have a lot of subscribers on them. I've been on about 30 shows and I think only one of them was bigger than my own so far. And being on that show was awesome. So I went on that show and I got like a lot of booked calls right away. So it can be phenomenal for you. That one got me a lot of listeners, got me a spike in listeners. And to collaborate with bigger shows, like the bigger you are, the easier it is, right? But I always do it. I always go on other shows, partly because I like the practice no matter what. And I truly do love these conversations. Like Simona's like, oh, I'm cutting into your holiday. I was like, this is what I want to do. Like even
if you're like, I want to do it regardless.
Yeah, ask questions. It's fun. And so like there's that aspect of it. And then I think for getting like verified and stuff like that, I'm like the more podcasts I go on, it just kind of helps you get towards like a verification status and just good branding credibility.
I totally agree with you. And I think too, like when you want to grow your online presence and like your online footprint, I think, you know, people look to social media and people are like, oh, you know, I want to grow my social media, my social media following, and I want to grow how many, you know, followers I have and all that kind of stuff. But also you're growing in so many other ways as well, because the more podcast episodes you do, the more SEO benefits you have, right? Because people will tend, they take the content and they'll put it on their websites. They're backlinking your websites, your Instagram, your all that stuff, right? And so even something as simple as having your bio literally copy and paste it into the show notes, your bio has your podcast name on it. So when people are looking for like, you know, podcasts about social media, it's just one more way for you to come up. You know what I mean? And so I think it just, it's massive in how it can grow your online brand, like your personal brand, how many followers you have. And, you know, when it's that social proof, right? It's like, you know, clearly you're credible enough to be doing all of these podcast interviews, because as an interviewer yourself, podcasters don't just bring anyone onto their podcast. It has to align. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. What do you think?
I agree. And the other big benefit too, is when you do a swap with someone, after you've asked them a bunch of questions and then you've asked them a bunch of questions, like that, you combine those two podcasts and now you had a conversation, like a normal human conversation when you combine them together. So now you have a friend. And in entrepreneurship, when you're solopreneurs, I think there really is something like all these other your friends, like in businesses, like if they didn't have their coworkers in so many situations, like there's so many things that you're lacking there with like the company culture and even just being in a similar struggle with someone else. But in solopreneurship, like there would be people who have like similar struggles or ones that have similar solutions, but it still is like, it's just different. There's no boss to complain, like the boss that everyone likes to complain about together and stuff. So I don't know. It's just, I think it shouldn't, in this online world where people are getting more and more disconnected, it really is valuable to make actual friendships along the way.
I completely agree with you. Even when you and I first met, we were chatting through the DMs and I came on your podcast first. And then, you know, you came into this one to do the series with me now, you know, it's like, you can pick anyone to talk about any particular topic, not anyone, but like, you know what I mean? But like, if you know, you can pick any other podcaster to speak about podcasting. And there's so many people who talk about social media, but what happens is you build that relationship. And when you build a relationship with someone, it's so much easier to know and to trust that they're going to bring the value to your community that, you know, your community wants and needs anyways. Right. And so it becomes like a no-brainer. Like, yeah, of course I would want Derek on my podcast to talk about social media because he knows everything about social media. You know what I mean? Like, of course, absolutely. That said, I want to ask you, because there's a lot of people who do guest interviews who do not share their podcast interviews. Why? Why don't people share their podcast interviews?
Like me sharing this interview to my audience or like me sharing like that I brought you on to mine?
Both. I mean, I think as a host, you will, you know, you'll share about, you know, I've had so-and-so on the podcast, so-and-so on. But I see this time and time again. My clients will bring on an amazing guest who pitched them to be on their own, like to be on their show. And then the episode goes live and nobody even shares it. And it's like, why? You know what I mean? Like, why not share the episode?
Yeah.
Just share the episode.
The main reason is that it isn't not something personal. It is like for what we were talking about before of like us not doing our schedule, right? And it's just like, it's so much easier not to. How much easier is it to just not at all? So the easier you can make it for them, the better. Try to like directly send them the link, not be like, hey, make sure to share our show, which requires mm-hmm. them to go on the podcast app, find it, copy the link. Like take away as many steps as you can for anyone that you want to do anything so that it's exactly. higher likely that they'll do it. And try to like set expectations in advance would be really good. Like if I said like the one qualification I have is that I'm really serious that you do have to share it on a social media platform. So is that cool with you? Like would you share it? Yeah. Okay. Where would you share it? Oh, okay. So you'll share this on your Instagram and like, what would you need from me? Like if you like, the more you clarify that, the better.
Totally. That is so key though. And people give me so much flack for this because I am exactly this person. Here's my thought and process and like rationale about this. In 1 year, you have 52 weeks, right? That's 52 podcast episodes. That's 52 guests. That's only 52 people that you can have on your podcast to talk about a specific topic, right? For my podcast, both of my podcasts, I make it a requirement that the person who's coming onto the podcast agrees to share the episode. And the reason why I do this, especially with this podcast, is because on the, as it relates to podcasting show, this show, we're talking four episodes, over four episodes, an entire month. We're highlighting one person as an expert in their niche. You know what I mean? In my opinion, if you want four slots to share your knowledge and like expertise, I'm going to hope that you're going to share the episode. I'm hoping you're sharing it with your newsletter too. You know what I mean? And so I make it a point to make sure that my guests are agreeing always. I do this with Happiness Happens as well. Anyways, I can get into the whole thing. We are going to have an entire series on guesting, so we don't need to get too much into it. But in any case, I think that it's such a valuable tool, whether you are a guest or you have a guest on your show, it's a huge opportunity to grow on social media. All it takes is for you to share one clip, one thing, and it can change the other person's reach significantly. You know, why would you not want to help each other out?
I was on Mark Savant's show and he shared a clip from it. And then that's how you originally found me, yes. I believe.
Yep.
So, you know, it really, exactly. even just one listener can really translate to so many other exactly. things. And it really just is human decency. So, mm-hmm. I mean, ultimately I had to get to a point, like I was getting really frustrated about this. And I've even like taken to my story to be like, no one even like collaborates back. Like no one does their thing back. Like, or you'll be like, shout out for shout out. And they're like, sure. And then you like put in like this thoughtful, like go follow them. And then they're like, follow this guy. Like they don't, and you know, they just like, you're like the effort's different. And yeah. it's so hard to find collaborations. And that's why like trying to do these trades of skill sets does not work out nearly as smoothly as you'd like. You don't get the best work out of people either. Just, you know, paying cash for things. Like if you pay for a shout out from a big account, they're going to make sure it's done exactly like how you want it to. So,
how do we feel about paying for podcast guests?
Paying for a guest to come on to my show.
Mm-hmm.
So have you had that happen where you reach out to someone and they're like, I only will come on your podcast and be interviewed by you to your audience if you pay me?
No.
Okay.
Never. But I've had other people say, you know, like different for like one of my clients, actually it's only ever happened once for one of my clients, the guest that we were pitching was like, you know, I like, this is my fee. And she was like, forget it. See you later. And then they actually end up coming back and being like, well, actually, we still want to do the interview.
Yeah. Yeah, in that case, it is like we're doing something for you, so you want to pay me to do something for you.
Exactly.
They would have to be so big and like so worth their
time. So worth it.
Yeah, their name would have to have a lot of search volume, and then you'd have to base it off of that. But yeah, you'd want to like actually look up like what search volume is behind their name, because even like I had John Lee Dumas on my show. And you would think like, oh, wow, he's like the biggest name in entrepreneurship podcasting. He still probably has like less than 100 searches a month on his name on YouTube.
Oh, wow.
So it's not I didn't blow up from having him on my show. My three clips of him with his name in there and his podcast name, I'm like, all I got to do is put these keywords in there. Boom. And like, there's just not like people don't search that as much as they like search Entrepreneurs on Fire, you know.
True.
Or they're already subscribed and know about them. So
exactly.
It's just not like a search topic. So I probably wouldn't do that kind of payment. As far as like, you know, you allowing guests to buy a spot on your show, I think is also, if you can make it work, then totally. It's a way easier if you have a lot of listeners, you know, obviously, but that data is not publicly seen. So there's also a lot of times, like if someone were to ask like you to come on your show and they'd be like, hey, like, can I come on your show? And you'd say, it's $250 to come on. If you said that to 10 people, there'd be a couple of them that would do it and wouldn't even be asking for your numbers. They would just be like, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. It wouldn't even be phased, because I think if the messaging and like the niche is aligned enough, it doesn't really matter, because you know that the listener of that podcast is going to take action. It's interesting. That's a really interesting thought. And I'm curious. So, okay, let's say you pay for a guest to come onto your podcast. Do you think that there's any social media benefits to that? Like, do you think that your account will grow more, or your reach will grow more, your downloads will grow more because you're paying for a guest? Like, cause really you're paying for their name, truly.
You'd just be paying for their name. I haven't even been met with like the opportunity where someone was like asking like, hey, like I'd come on your show if you'd pay me, or I asked someone and they said that I'd have to pay them. So I don't think it's too big of a deal. It really just comes down to their.
I was just curious more from like I was just curious from like the, like a social media, like growth part of it. You know what I mean? Especially when it comes to, you know, using or like leveraging different influencers as your guest, like does it actually, I mean, I think sometimes there's huge benefit, but I also think that sometimes they can fall flat.
It's more likely for that second scenario to happen. Yeah. Like, so I interviewed Hala Taha, who has interviewed a lot of really famous people, like Matthew McConaughey. He came on to promote his book, and here's more how to get like a top quality guest. Like, this is the best tip I've ever heard for that. The reason why he came on is because he had just come out with a book. If you want someone to come on your podcast, they have to want to like, yeah, I'm in a promotion phase. I'm in a media phase. Like, you know, is he filming a movie or is he in a media phase? Like, so you're not going to get him like to get on your podcast if he's filming a movie. Right. So you have to look for, don't just be like, who, like what celebrity do I want on? And then I'll just like message them all. Think about check out New York Times bestsellers. Cause, like in the first one we talked about, when like a celebrity comes out with a podcast, like that's what's on the charts, you know? And it's the same thing with that too. Like with books, a lot of times it just, you know, that name value. And then you can look at you messaging them, because they have PR people who are actively looking for shows for them to go on. And it's, I don't think that Matthew McConaughey interview necessarily like blew her up either.
But I'm
sure like it was probably more the YouTube version of it, honestly, because like people don't search like Matthew McConaughey on the podcast platform nearly as much as they would on YouTube. So it really is more
like the title of his book. Like, his book is so good. I read it. I loved it. Green Light was his book, and it was so good. But it's like one of my favorite books I've ever read.
Oh, really? Oh, that's awesome. Yeah.
I know. Like, so I don't know why, because I never even really watched a lot of his stuff or content or anything like that, or movies or anything that he was in, but I read his book and I was like, oh my God. Like, I was like, I love him.
Yeah. His explanation of,
I
don't know the key concept of the book. It's maybe some kind of like general idea, success thing, but like he explains it really well.
Yeah. Like, I mean, it's kind of like takes you through like his life story and stuff like that. And he, like the way that it's written, you know, a lot of the story, like a lot of the book is written when he was traveling and he had this like Jeep that he like souped up with a mic in the Jeep and like speakers and all this stuff. And he would record a lot of his stuff like to audio while he was driving, which was so cool. And the book is written from a lot of that audio from that time. And then he talks about how he met his wife and then had his kids and like how all of that happened in transition. And then, but the idea, the book is called Green Light. And so the idea is, like, I think it was like from his dad or something like that, that like life is like, you know, green light, yellow light, red light. And so in different parts of the book, he would be talking about different things. So, you know, like, this was a good moment in my life, like green light, you know what I mean? Or this was a part where I needed to learn a lesson and like slow down, yellow light. So it was just cool. Like I liked the connection and, you know, all of that. So anyways, I digress.
Yeah. She called the podcast interview All Green Light. So like, yeah, there, whatever search traffic, it helps. This is not like the strategy. I'm like, if you're looking to grow your show, you need bigger guests is rarely the strategy I tell people to do though.
Interesting. Yeah. I agree with you. I think that it's a combination between those bigger guests, the smaller guests, the ones that are more niche, the ones who are just kind of sitting, you know, idly in the middle and like, you know, who have an audience that is engaged. Because I think a lot of the times as people think, oh, you know, I'm going to have the follower, you know, the person with 600 or a million followers, but their accounts may not be that engaged, right? They may only have, you know, I'm going to say a handful, but you know, a couple hundred likes or whatever, 1,000 likes. Maybe you have a million followers and you have 1,000 likes. That's not really that great of like a metric, I don't think. Mm-hmm. Right? That's not a good metric, right?
You said, what was it?
Like a million followers and 1,000 likes, like that doesn't sound.
Probably not. No,
not really. Right. So in any case, but okay. So through that lens, when we're talking about social media and we're talking about maximizing your reach, do you think that there is a place and there is a, like a beneficial way of using, and you can, this could be a no, and that could be totally cool too, but a beneficial way of, you know, collaborating with different influencers to promote your podcast. Have you ever seen people doing that?
On Instagram, paying for like a shout out to an episode or something. The most effective post anyone has ever done about my podcast, I didn't pay for it actually, but I was trying to pay people. Like I'm going to do this again. I got to ask my dude, Socialty Pro, to make this post for me, but someone made a TikTok in like 2020 that was like top three social media podcasts. And mine was one of them. And it got like 85,000 likes. And I had so many people like coming to me saying, like, I heard about you from this TikTok of someone just making like a top social media podcast TikTok. So it wasn't like a blatant promotion of like, hey guys, like social media entrepreneurs is awesome. He paid me to say this, you know, it was a very, like, it was like truly organic. Yeah. Someone just made it and she had like 50K followers and it ended up going, you know, like a couple hundred thousand views. So
good for you.
That was awesome.
Good for you. That's amazing. I love that. Okay. Is there anything we may have missed in this episode when it comes to maximizing your reach and using guesting and influencers to grow it?
Just know that when you guest on someone else's show, that more gets you fans. Like Jimmy Fallon is interviewing Miley Cyrus tonight. Is that going to get people liking Miley Cyrus more or Jimmy Fallon more? Like some people would be like, I like how Jimmy did that. Like they'll get a little bit more like, but it more so like, you know, it gives you the opportunity to like Miley Cyrus, whoever's being interviewed is giving the value, right? So just because you interviewed someone with a lot of value only gets like, it's more for getting, you know, them the attention, right? So you only get so much credibility from that. So you can use that name value, but it still is hard to translate to more of followers for you as the interviewer in those cases. So just try to do as many swaps as you can. There's no better pitch for getting on another podcast than allowing them to come on yours and just having that deal made, because I get so many messages that ask to come on mine and my response is, do they have a show of their own? And that's just how I do it. Otherwise I can say, you know, you can pay to be on. But the fact that this person made this much money last year and this is their struggle, that's every person has a story. So like, just because they can provide my audience with value, like so can a lot of other people, and doing a solo episode will bring me more followers and customers than me having you on. So like the fact that you have a podcast, leverage that to get on other ones is the easiest way to do it.
I love that. Thank you so much for sharing that. And thanks so much for joining me for this episode. I think this is super valuable.
Absolutely.
See you on the next one.
See you there.
Thank you so much for joining Derek and I for this conversation. I hope you gained a little nugget of knowledge, a little piece of wisdom that you can take with you and up your social media game. If you'd like to connect with Derek, you can find him on his website, which is socialbamboo.com, on Instagram at socialbamboo_, on Twitter at Derek Vidal, and on TikTok, Social Bamboo. He also has a ton of free resources on his website, and he hosts a podcast called Social Media Marketing Podcast. So be sure to go and check out all of his links, connect with him further, and let us know what your biggest takeaway of this conversation was. We want to know, we want to hear from you. Send us a DM on Instagram, and honestly, it'll make our day. So thank you so much. And be sure to leave this podcast a rating and review where you are listening. I would be so, so, so grateful. I love reading your reviews. I read every single one. It like genuinely and sincerely makes my entire day. So with that in mind, thanks so much for joining us. I will see you on the next one. Thank you so much for listening to this episode. You would make my day if you left a rating and review telling me your biggest takeaway from today's conversation as it relates to podcasting. Hit that follow and subscribe button while you're here so you never miss an episode. Share it with another podcaster that you know needs to hear it. And be sure to join me on Patreon for exclusive content and even more support. Remember, burnout, overwhelm, and pod fade is in your past. Let's grow your show even more together, and I will see you on the next one.